It is November 15th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Marjorie Jane Lothian died peacefully in her sleep last night. My mother turned 92 years old in October. When I last saw her on Sunday, I told her that it was all right to go, and she took me up on it. She is with my dad, her husband, and so many other relatives she loved in the next world. She is at peace. Her body gave out, but her soul shall live on in her three boys, their spouses, eight grandchildren, one granddaughter, and all who encountered her in this life. She created nothing but love and friendship in this world. The FIA celebrated 50 years of financial futures at the Expo yesterday with a special program at the event and played a five-minute video John Lothian Productions put together to highlight the accomplishments of the past 50 years. Leo Melamed was present and gave some nice remarks, thanking many people from his parents who had the foresight to run from the Nazis to the regulators who allowed trading of financial futures. The FIA also played the video I shot of Richard Sandor in his Sarasota apartment. Both videos are below in the newsletter. You can see them on johnlothiannews.com. It was an honor to be part of this celebration. Thank you to JLN head of video, Patrick Lothian, for doing such a nice job on the videos. One of the impacts of the FTX implosion is the number of investors it impacted. The Financial Times has a story titled, "Global Investigators Pounce as FTX Collapse Leaves Potentially 1 million creditors," which is a lot of creditors slash investors. I would think this would include some of the leading crypto investors. They may not be dismayed about crypto after this experience, but plenty of others of the 1 million creditors will be. They may ask, if I can't trust someone like Sam Bankman-Fried, who can I trust? Or they may be questioning their own judgment. Either question or the answers are likely to lead to a less robust appetite for investing in crypto. I'm also concerned about the crypto industry losing an important spokesman. Sam Bankman-Fried was important not only because he led a big crypto exchange, but also because he played the Washington game and he doled out plenty of cash to help politicians with their election campaigns. Who is going to have the gravitas to replace him as a spokesman and donor? It is not going to be CZ, the head of Binance. I don't see that flying. It's going to take some time for the FTX smoke to clear to put this FTX fire out and for crypto regulations to finally be legislated. And then maybe we can see the industry reemerge with a good story to tell. The New York Times has a story on the FTX saga titled, "Sam Bankman-Fried, Our Enduring Faith in the Tech Whiz Kid." The New York Post has a story titled, "How World Economic Forum Others Are Hiding Their Past Ties with FTX." Without going into details, this is a time, and it is amazing what you can accomplish with some white duct tape. Although last week's event regarding FTX set things back a bit in the crypto world, members of the panel at FIA Expo Monday, titled "Crypto Winter or Crypto Spring," were all highly optimistic about the future of crypto, maintaining that last week was not an indictment of crypto technology and that the underlying blockchain technology is sound and solves real-world problems. Of course, clarity in regulation is needed, and we have to do a deep dive into how the broker-dealer infrastructure can lead to a lasting space in crypto, CFTC Commissioner Kristen Johnson said. What would it mean to regulate DeFi? She has written a paper on how to build segregated market protection into a non-intermediary model. She said there are many economic benefits to regulation. It reduces the amount of capital needed and the cost of transactions. The U.S. needs to bring customer segregation into crypto. These rules have been around in traditional finance for a long time for a good reason, and we need to protect hosted crypto wallets, Sarah Rudolph reported. Walt Lukin's interview at FIA Expo with SIBO chairman and CEO Ed Tilley turned out to be a video, as Tilley was unable to be there in person. Lukin asked Tilley about how SIBO's markets were faring amid all the volatility, inflation, and high interest rates. Tilley said that what is consistent is uncertainty, but that has changed is the geography and regions. Regarding retail trading as a trend, Tilley said the GameStop craze is behind us and the derivatives trend is with the more educated investor. Retail traders are engaging in education, he said. Another big recent trend is event markets and binary options, and Tilley said he thought there was nothing wrong with those markets for some investors. Appropriateness of investors is at the heart of investing, he said. When it comes to crypto as well, he said what was important was making sure contracts were suitable and appropriate. SIBO has been growing in Europe, he said. It started originally with equities and then clearing, and in September 2021, SIBO launched the SIBO Europe Derivatives Exchange, CEDEX, its first options exchange in Europe. When it comes to growth opportunities, Tilley said, every glass is full rather than empty in the markets. The time horizon for investors is different now, he said. Short-dated options in particular have a purpose. That was Sarah Rudolph reporting. The 24th LatBex Forum is taking place November 21st to 23rd at the Madrid Stock Exchange Palace. The benchmark event on investing in Latin America returns to its original face-to-face format after 2 years. More than 45 European investors and 100 listed companies are expected to attend, learn about, and register for both live and free virtual lessons with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our video, FIA 50 Years of Financial Futures Celebration. 2022 is the 50th anniversary of financial futures and the birth of the modern exchange-traded derivatives markets. In this video, John Lothian News discusses the birth of financial futures industry in 1972 and how it has evolved into a market that traded $53.9 billion worth of contracts this year. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's our interview with Doc Sandor. Doc Sandor, 50 Years of Financial Futures. JLN interviewed American Financial Exchange CEO and Chairman Richard Sandor for the FIA 50 Years of Financial Futures celebration at FIA Expo, as he was not able to attend in person to make comments. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Washington Business Journal. Lockheed Martin loses billion in stock value amid fake Twitter accounts and tweets. Lockheed Martin Corp. was among the latest corporate brands to take a massive stock hit following misinformation and fake accounts on Twitter after the latter's new verification system, which allows anyone to buy a blue check mark for $8 a month, went into effect. The Bethesda defense contractor saw its company's share drop 5.5% by close of business Friday, cutting short a steady rise of stock price for the last month. My comment, maybe that bankruptcy at Twitter might come sooner than later if this stuff keeps up. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Berkshire Hathaway's Charlie Munger criticizes crypto delusion. Berkshire Hathaway Inc.'s Charlie Munger doubled down on his criticism of digital assets in the wake of FTX's collapse. It's partly fraud and partly delusion, Munger, vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, said on CNBC Tuesday. That's a bad combination. I don't like either fraud or delusion, and the delusion may be more extreme than the fraud. my comment. When are people going to start listening to the old cranky adults in the room, especially ones who have practiced effective wealth accumulation? Here's a story from the Financial Times. FTX debacle casts an unforgiving light on effective altruism, the theory of charitable giving inspired by utilitarianism sometimes leads to perverse moral stances. If you are able to treat a child's intestinal parasites, should you? If you find the question difficult to answer, you might be an effective altruist. Deworming initiatives became fashionable in international development circles following a 2004 study that showed that the treatment of intestinal parasites was not only cheap, easy, and reliable, but that it led to significant improvements in children's broader health and educational outcomes, even among those who were not themselves treated for worms. My comment. I prefer to think of myself as an effective realist with an imagination. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Sam Bankman-Fried posts weird cryptic tweets after wealth wipeout. He might have lost his company, his wealth, and his credibility, but former FTX.com chief executive officer Sam Bankman-Fried isn't shying away from the spotlight. After a series of cryptic tweets spelled out the words, "What happened?" over the last 24 hours on Bankman-Fried's account. The first tweet, posted Monday, simply read, "What?" That was followed by the word, "Happened," in capital letters, tweeted out one character at a time in a little over 24 hours. My comment. Some think it is "what happened." I think it is code for "Mom, can I have my room back?" Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was itself a top 10 list. The top 10 most regretted college majors and the degrees graduates which they had pursued instead from CNBC. Second was one of the greatest financial writers alive has been embedded with FTX's Sam Bankman-Fried for 6 months and has a book on the way from Fortune. The writer is Michael Lewis. Third was "Big Investors Are Giving Up on Crypto Markets Going Mainstream" from Bloomberg. While that may be true, evidence from FIA Expo yesterday suggests that indeed plenty of industry diehards remain. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First from Bloomberg. FTX's downfall shows CFTC needs more crypto sway, chairman says. The collapse of Sam Bankman-Fried's crypto exchange adds urgency to a Washington push to transform the Commodity Futures Trading Commission into a top crypto watchdog, according to the head of the derivatives regulator. CFTC Chairman Rostin Benham said the implosion of FTX, whose swift and dramatic downfalls culminated in a bankruptcy filing last week, is an example of why his agency needs more power to oversee cryptocurrency operations and trading. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The cracks in the U.S. Treasury bond market, the meltdown in U.K. gilts exposed the vulnerability of large bond markets. Could the biggest of them survive a wave of selling? Buying and selling in the world's biggest bond market is supposed to be easy. However, for most of this year, says Gregory Whiteley, a bond portfolio manager at Double Line Capital, it has been anything but straightforward. Whiteley says a trader used to be able to get a hold of $400 million worth of U.S. bonds, not an outsized quantity in this $24 trillion market, as a routine matter. But now that typically involves breaking up the order into smaller chunks, perhaps doing $100 million of the trade electronically, he explains, and then picking up the phone to see what they can piece the rest of the debt from the hands of Wall Street's trading desks over the course of the day. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg as well. Bankman-Fried courted legislators and regulators. Now they're shunning him. Crypto bill backed by Bankman-Fried jeopardized by turmoil. Critics say proposed legislation has weak investor protections. Before last week, FTX co-founder and political mega donor Sam Bankman-Fried had some lawmakers and regulators convinced that he was one of the few adults in the room in the wild crypto industry. Now they can't run fast enough away from him. His fall from grace with his digital asset empire filing for bankruptcy and under investigation by U.S. regulators is calling into question the future of legislation he championed as a way to bring more regulatory clarity to the crypto world. It leaves a power vacuum for the industry as officials consider new laws and rules, including several that Bankman-Fried was helping to shape. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.